Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Saving $40,000 with a simple phone call. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Got a great topic for you today. It's the Every Day is Saturday podcast brought to you by Your Dream. Your dream. It's not dead, right? Yeah, I've been hanging around a bunch of toxic people telling you that, you know, go get a job so you can ask for 2 days off at the end of the week.
Every day can't be Saturday. That's just a myth.
I'm here to tell you, baby, I'm living proof of it. Following your passion, monetizing your passion, get out and do exactly what you want to do, man. You get one shot to live life. What are you going to do, have somebody order you around the rest of your life? I mean, come on, man. We're all like middle-aged people and stuff, taking orders from 20-year-old little snotty college grads who want to get up the corporate pyramid and step on you on the way. Come on, man. Ain't going to happen to anybody who listens to this show. No way, no how. Also, make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Always love to connect with the fans of the longest-running motivational podcast on iTunes. Also, leave a 5-star rating. You better leave that 5-star rating on iTunes. Do it. Do it now. $39,216. That's what I made yesterday. Well, actually, saved yesterday. It's going to be a little bit of a humble brag, but there's a great moral to this story. Sit back, relax, put your hands on the wheel at 10 and 2, old double nickel down the highway, and take a listen to this story. So I received a bill about 6 weeks ago from UC Medical Center for $40,000 for a 10-day stay for my wife in the hospital. What a great visit. God, I don't even remember the food being that good, but it must have been amazing for $40,000 for 10 days. So we get the bill. I'm like, oh, wow, it's pretty wild. 40 grand. Huh. Well, time to pick up the old telephone and start making some phone calls because this is a little bit of a shock. So I called our insurance company and I said, hey, what's up? Sam Crowley, how you doing? Good. Hey, I got a bill here for 40 G's. Get some time to chat about this. Yeah, sure. Let me pull up your account. And then you hear tick, 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 like henpecking the keyboard. It's like, okay, give me your social, mother's maiden name, date of birth, kids, dog, cats, names, what color are your curtains in your living room. By the time you get through all the security questions, they finally, okay, how can I help you? So I said, hey, I got a bill here for 40 grand back on August 10th. It was a 10-day stay for my wife, actually a 9-day stay. And what's up? She's like, well, you stayed at UC Medical Center. Like, yeah, I know that. Can we talk about stuff that I don't know? And that was an inpatient visit, and it was out of network. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was out of your network. So I don't want to bore anybody, especially in the other 99 countries that listen to this show, that you don't know how the U.S. healthcare system works. Basically, we have in-network providers and out-of-network providers, meaning if you're going to go see a doctor, it needs to be in the network of that insurance company, or your visit isn't covered. And in this case, your hospital visit isn't covered. So I go, yeah, boy, that would be great. Here's kind of how it all went down there, though, my friend. On August 10th, my wife's water broke. We got a baby at 23 weeks in distress inside the mother with no amniotic fluid. So the attending physician there said, hey, you're in network hospital. You need to go to a level 3 NICU, neonatal ICU. And your network doesn't have one. The beds are full. So you're going to UC Medical, and we got an ambulance waiting for you. Like, oh, okay. That's awesome. Didn't think to say to the doctor who said you need to get to a neonatal ICU right now, I didn't think to say, hey, you know what, doc? Here's the deal, okay? I appreciate your concern about my wife and the baby's life as well. However, we have a manual at home that lists all of our in-network and out-of-network providers. How about we do this? How about I take the old wifey home and we go through our manual, because it's Sunday, you know, no business offices are open. We'll kind of review our network providers. You know, we'll find one tomorrow, hopefully, maybe Tuesday, depending how big. You know, Mondays are always a busy day at the health insurance company. So how about I get back to you on that? Okay? And you just tell the ambulance to keep going. And, yeah, the baby lives, no big deal. It's more important we find an in-network provider for this little bit of an emergency or non-emergency, how our health insurance company categorizes it. So obviously I didn't say any of that. They whisked my wife off via ambulance, got down there, and kind of that's how I explained it. And she said to the insurance lady, she said, well, we're not going to cover it. It's just not coded. All right. Well, there's a word I never heard before. Coded. Okay. All right, cool. Now we're on to something. She goes, you need to call UC Medical Center and have them code this as an emergency, and then, you know, we'll kind of revisit it. I'm like, yeah, I'm all about revisiting. I love revisiting. Revisiting's awesome. So I called UC Medical, talked to the frontline person. By the way, a little bit of advice, all right, if you don't know this already. Whenever you're calling to get a refund or change something or get a discount or get anything other than what was given to you, frontline employees are trained to say no. What are they trained to say? No. All right? It's up to you as the advocate and the passion that you have burning inside of you to respectfully say, oh, thank you. May I speak to your supervisor? And they will get their supervisor on the phone, which is exactly what happened to me. They said, oh, thank you, Mr. Crowley, but there's nothing we can do because it just doesn't show as an emergency. I'm like, yeah, well, she actually came through the emergency room with via ambulance. So what part of that doesn't scream to you that it was an emergency? Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Crowley. So I could tell real quick I'm getting nowhere, which is fine. I said, oh, thank you so much. Very respectful. May I speak to your supervisor? Sure. Puts me on hold for 10 minutes while they say, hey, we got a loon on the phone. He's going to try to, you know, get this bill down, so just be prepared. So on comes supervisor. Another lady, very nice, and she went through all the details, and I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version, by the way. It's a great story because it has a very happy ending, and it's all about empowering you to be powerful. Stand up, man. You think you're on the right side of an argument. Don't give up. Don't give in. Supervisor number two gets on the phone. Very nice lady tells me no. I said, oh, thank you. May I speak to your supervisor? Hold, please. So literally it felt like an hour. It's probably 10 minutes on hold. You ever been on hold 10 minutes? It feels like 2 hours. You know what I'm talking about? But I was in my car on my way to the hospital to see my daughter. Had it on Bluetooth. Had all the time in the world, man. Stuck in traffic. I could have waited an hour and a half. Next guy comes on the phone, supervisor, and he says, I'll try. And I told him the whole story. I'm not going to bore you with the same story 3 times in a row. He says, I'll try. I said, oh, that's great. I appreciate you trying there, bub. Get back to me when you get some time. Wouldn't you know, last night I get a phone call at 7:30 at night. Sam, this is Michael from the billing department. I want to let you know we resolved your issue and we have the bill down to $784. What? $784 U.S. Thank you very much. Down from $40,000. Because they coded it as an emergency, gave me the in-network rate. I'm like, it seemed obvious to me that this was an emergency. I imagine it seemed obvious to everybody else, but they're just trained to say no. Don't take no, guys. Don't take no. This goes for anything you're doing in any part of your life, in your business, in anything that you really believe that you are on the right side of that argument. Don't take no. You know, just don't take it. Be respectful. Dig in. This is what it's like to be passionate, man. This is what it's like to be an advocate. You know, when I was in corporate, I used to have people tell me, go do this. I would say, no, very respectful. I'd say, no, that's not my talent. Right before I quit the second time, I had people trying to pigeonhole me into a management job. I'm like, what the hell do I want to go into a management? You mean like you? Like sitting in an office, staring out the window, watching the world go by like I'm a fish in a fishbowl, and just my life would have been over. That would have been the death sentence to my dream. Would have never seen my kids again. I'm like, oh, my God, no. I just got out of that life. I know I went bankrupt. I get it. I know you think you got me, you know, where I'm kind of boxed in. Either I take the management job or I got to quit. I quit. I mean, at some point in time, you just got to say, is my dream, is my passion, is it bigger than what I got going on here? You know, when people try to tell you no, it doesn't matter. Just a hospital bill. The whole moral of the story is take a stand. So few people in life actually stand up and for what they actually believe in, you know? I got no problem with people marching. I got no problem with people picketing. I may not agree with them, you know? There's a lot of things I don't agree with. Hell, I didn't agree with Occupy Wall Street a few years ago when that whole disaster was going on. People stopping entrepreneurs from being able to get in the front door of their business. And these were the irony of Occupy Wall Street here in the U.S. is these were people that are using Apple iPhones, smartphones to tweet and do all these different things to chronicle what's going on. And Apple is the very example of the entrepreneurial dream with Steve Jobs, the very people that they hate, the 1%, right? I hated that whole movement and everything about it. People were being, you know, the crime going on inside those little tent villages. I didn't mind the message. I mean, I'm all about, look, if you hate somebody in a stuffed shirt because you think they're hoarding all the money in the world, that's your right to stand up. I applaud you for taking a stand. I got a bunch of liberal friends. I'm a conservative. A little bit on the liberals. I have some liberal thoughts I believe in. I love going to lunch with these guys, man. And girls, I love arguing about politics, religion. I got a lot of atheist friends. I love engaging in the counter argument. It's not about being right or wrong. And you know what I really respect about the people? That I don't agree with somebody who doesn't believe in God. I don't agree with a lot of the liberal stuff that goes on in the United States. But damn, man, I respect these people for at least having an opinion. You know, what's it tell me? It tells me you're alive. It tells me you got a pulse. No matter how much I try to convert my liberal friends over to my conservative views, they ain't buying it, man. They're like, Crowley, you are insane. You, Sam Crowley, you are what's wrong with this country. And I'm like, hey, man, that's awesome. And then I pick up the tab for lunch. It's great. We shake hands, give a little bit of a bro hug, you know, and we're on with our life, man. But we dig in, and we don't get knocked off. Now, I'm not saying you're always right or I'm always right. I'm not saying I don't come along to somebody's other. I've grown a lot in the last 10 years, especially being an entrepreneur in my spirituality. I mean, I'm always open. My mind is so open now. It's ridiculous compared to 10 years ago when I was a corporate drone. It's just I see so many things because I'm present. But this whole hospital bill, saving $39,000, man, it was all about just not accepting no. I'm right. I knew damn well I was right. I knew this was an emergency. I knew we had a baby in distress. I mean, my God, she rode in an ambulance going through the emergency room. What else is there to say that it's an emergency? Don't take no. Don't let people push you around. If you believe enough in what you stand for, damn it, stand up. Why are you letting people push you around? You know what you're going to build? You're going to build a lot of muscle, man. You're going to get that self-esteem up. You're going to say, you know, I fought and I won. There's nothing better than to fight for something that you really believe in and then win. You're not going to win all of them. They don't all go your way. I'm on the phone with hospitals and billing departments 3 times a week. They don't all go my way because all this stuff gets coded crazy. And it's amazing you get a bill 6 months later. Hospitals, insurance companies still don't pay bills from 8 months ago. But that's okay. You're not going to win them all. But boy, I'll tell you, not even trying to win, that's the real shame. It's the real shame. Fight for what you believe in. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.